you're hearing is brand new to Warsaw. They've got a new CD out called Big Electric Metal Bass Face. It's out now on Atlantic, and the track we're hearing is Never Again. Good new stuff from to Warsaw. Loudflower before that. The song's called Heart to Heart. That's the Amsterdam mix. And we want to shout out to Drita. I want to say thanks, Drita, for hooking us up with that one.
Because we can do that.
Because we got it like that.
Yes.
That's on the Fresh Invasion label out of New York. Lex Icon with a track called Too Much before that. And not released. It's on a Rising High cassette sampler. And Scotty, you have promised to contact
Casper Pound.
Casper Pound this week and find out when the heck that's coming out. And, of course, 808 State with Lift before that. We should be joined just at any time by MC 900 Foot Jesus. But in the world of rock and roll, there really is no time schedule.
I would just like to bring special attention to the mix of Latour's Involved.
Oh, that was very good, wasn't it?
The way those beats clashed,
yeah,
Jeff,
I tried.
Perfect.
Thank
SWP
you.
Couldn't have done it better himself.
Or SPW.
Or whatever his name
either
is.
Way. We're going to do a KLF Mega Mix next. So keep it here on Edge Club 94.
What's the first word?
.5 KDGE The Edge. We're in the middle of Edge Club 94. What you're hearing right now is a band called Dewey Ewing, I think, we think. And it could possibly be that. The song is called Flashback, and for obvious reasons, because using the samples from the movie Flashback with Dennis Hopper, the KLF before that with the KLF Mega Mix. Well, hey, there's a party going on tonight. I invite you to join the Edge and Valerie Knight at Fish Dance, 3606 Greenville, for the official Edge Texas OU after party. Valerie will have some Jesus Jones concert tickets to give away, plus a great leather jacket from Where About the Factory. That's tonight. In fact, she'll be there in about 10 minutes. You know, Fish Dance, where Greenville gets cool. Speaking of cool things, well, MC 900 Foot Jesus is in the studio with us, and when we return, we'll be speaking with him and catching up, basically, with Senor Jesus.
This Sunday, you... Dallas, Fort Worth.
Break.
Edge Club. 94.
Yeah, this is Edge Club 94. Jeff K here, and being joined by Mark Griffin, better known as MC 900 Foot Jesus. Mark, how you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Very, very well. I want to thank you, first of all, for taking some time to come by.
From my busy beer drinking schedule.
Earlier this week, we didn't know if you were going to make it because, you've been flying around the country on promoting the album.
Yeah, yeah. I went on a great trip. I went to L.A. for 3 days and then went over to New York for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. And are these album release parties?
Yeah, we had one at this club in Hollywood called Cinematic. Sort of a leather bar for night guys, and then we had one in the IRS office in New York, which was actually real cool. It was in Manhattan, down on sort of way downtown.
Wow, how the party's been going? I mean, you seem to be getting a good response in L.A. because I was at the one at State Bar, and it was cool, but it was sort of like cozy.
Yeah.
It was very cozy.
Yeah, it was just that one was mostly just local. Industry people, all the people that have to go out and flog the record.
The schmoozing kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, schmoozathon. And then, the ones on the coast, and the coasts were more kind of public and just a lot of other people that just kind of wanted to be there.
Let's talk about the new LP.
Okay, what about it?
Welcome to My Dream. It's out now on Network IRS.
Right.
Is it officially released? Can people find it in the stores?
I hope so, yeah. The actual date was the 8th, but I think it was actually even supposed to be in the stores last Monday. So the 8th was Tuesday, so it should be around.
Okay, and the single Killer Inside Me, that's been out for a while.
Yeah, about a week and a half, more than that. Yeah.
Okay, now the album was recorded in Dallas. Why Dallas?
Well, I just like working here, man. It's so much more comfortable. The first album I recorded in Vancouver, it was like me stuck in a garage studio for 6 weeks by myself, practically with my sampler. And I decided I didn't want to do that again. I mean, I love Vancouver, but it's like just a huge pain to be out of town for that long. And, if you want to, I did a tune, which I decided to put a tune on the last album that I had done my original demo with these two other keyboards that I had at home that I couldn't find anywhere in Vancouver. So it was like I had to significantly alter what I was doing. And whereas here, if I need my other keyboard, I just go home and get it.
And plus, you're at comfortable surroundings, one would think, instead of just a crummy warehouse in Vancouver.
Oh, man,
the
studio that I've been working in here, Planet Dallas, I can plug them, can I? Yeah. I really like working there a lot. And Rick Rooney is a really great engineer. So, I mean, the engineer that I had on the last album was real good, too, but I just feel a lot better working here. And plus, I was able to take advantage of a lot of local talent, too.
That was my next question. You got some local musicians.
Yeah, Mike Dillon from Billy Goat plays all the congas and stuff, and Al Emmert from Ten Hands, who I used to play with in White Man, is a drummer. And Steve Dirks was also the White Man bassist, and he plays bass on the album. Bart Chaney, Ed Smith, who else? Chris McGuire, who's playing his bass clarinet solo we're listening to right now, lives up in Denton. And a couple of other guys, and me.
Last but not least, let's talk about the image for a second. All of a sudden, we're seeing you. We're seeing your face. It's something that we didn't see the first time around.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a good idea at the beginning. It just kind of developed into a gimmick after a while. But I just decided to do as many things as possible completely differently from the way that I did them on the last album, you know, just so that I could let people know that I was into a little bit different trip.
That's cool. I noticed that the new album is definitely a departure from Hell with the Lid Off, in that you're using live instruments, something that on the past album necessarily wasn't at the forefront like it is here.
Yeah, well, like I say, I wanted to do something real, try some different ideas out anyway, and also, since I was here in town, I know a lot of great musicians around here that I was, I just felt like it would be a shame not to really take advantage of some of the local talent. And like I say, I mean, it was such an ordeal to record the last album the way that it was done that I really wanted to try something different out anyway. So I think it still has my same sort of spirit behind it. But yeah, musically, it's quite different.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I think those that have grown accustomed to the MC 900 Foot Jesus sound or whatever aren't going to be that surprised, at least with the first single.
Yeah, for all the, you know, the changes that you can hear and see, I mean, actually, I think that it's still very recognizably something that I would do, and it still has a lot of that, you know, twisted, aggressive quality about it.
Yeah, I remember when rumors were flying about the album, it's jazz, he's got off on this crazy jazz, you know, tint or whatever, and I got the first single and I'm like, no, this is really good stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, let's go ahead and listen to it, but before we do that, set it up for us. Killer Inside Me, inspired by a book, a poem. What was the story behind
it?
Oh,
it's a novel, by the same title, and it's by this writer named Jim Thompson. You meet this, in the opening paragraph of the novel, you meet this guy who's a deputy sheriff in a town, and he hangs around downtown all day engaging people in these boring conversations just to sort of see him squirm, because he really gets off on just boring people to death. And that was a perfect Jim Thompson opening for a novel, and I just decided to sort of write a song about it.
An interesting sidetrack is you managed to get Jack Dangers from Meat Beat Manifesto to remix it.
Yeah, Jack, and then actually helped out by Mark Pistol from Consolidated. So, it was like, you know,
close personal friends.
Well,
that's pretty neat, though. No, Jack did a good job, but I have to say, I like the original remix.
Oh, really?
Done by you.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I'm, of course, partial. I mean, I'm very happy with what Jack did, but I sort of, you know, I'm really sort of getting into this real sort of organic sound of, you know, real drums and whatever, recorded in sort of a late 60s jazz fusion way. And I don't know, that's what I wanted to hear when I did that song. But I, you know, it was a good idea to get Jack to do it, because this particular song has a lot of qualities that were, he sort of had on his first album, the Storm the Studio album.
Right.
And I kind of knew that if anybody was going to do a remix of it, he would do a pretty good job.
Yeah, and he did. But we're going to hear your remix right now. So,
okay.
So here you go.
I guess people can just go buy the other one if they're
Please.
Curious.
Or I tell you what, Mark, we have got a couple of your CD singles, The Killer Inside Me. In fact, Scotty, what do we got? Three? Yeah, 3D, C, 3, 3, 3D. That'd be nice if they were. Three CD singles of Killer Inside Me. We're going to take the first three callers at 751-0945. If you'd like one, give us a call. Right now, the organic sounds of MC 900 Foot Jesus. This is the first single, Killer Inside Me, on Edge Club 94.
No one can do it better. No one can do it better.
There you go. The Killer Inside Me. The very first single from MC900 for Jesus' new album. It's called Welcome to My Dream. We've got Mark Griffin in the studio with us. Mark, now I noticed a little jazz kind of flair, a little horn action going on in that single. And, you know, which takes me back to the initial rumors we heard of the album that you were on some crazy jazz thing that was going to blow all of our minds. But what do you think of this current state of acid jazz and jazz hip-hop? Do you like being categorized in that jazz hip-hop thing? Because it is, after all, got those horns in it now.
Yeah, although that tune wasn't really to me. I mean, I didn't really... There's a lot jazzier things than that on the album, but I don't know, man. I don't even, you know... I don't have any of those records people are talking about. I haven't heard much of that stuff yet. I keep reading a lot about it, you know, and there's... I know that there's stuff going on, but I... You know, it was really funny because when I started working on the tunes for this album, I was... all of a sudden found myself not working at a record store after I had been doing that for like about 8 years. You know, that's what led up to doing the first album. And when I started working on the tunes for this album, I kind of felt really isolated. And I just had to come up with some sort of concept out of thin air, and I really wasn't thinking, well, all these people are starting to do this jazz hip-hop
well,
thing,
you've
man.
Never
Maybe
been
I'll
one
cash
to
in on a
yeah,
trend.
I mean, you've never been one to do that. Never. Was there any pressure on you? Well, first of all, let me say, you did play horns on that track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I played the trumpet, and then, like I say, Chris McGuire was doing the tenor sax and also doubling himself on bass clarinet there.
Are you a professionally trained, what is it, horny? Horner? Hornist?
Well, I have a degree in it, I guess.
Okay. All right. So you're schooled. All right. Let me back to the original question. Was there any pressure on you to come back with an album, let's say, full of Truth Is Out of Style sound-alikes due to the success of that?
Well,
not necessarily from the label, but just, I mean, you know, there was all that weight to it, this is your sophomore effort and all that crap, you know.
Oh yeah, well, you know people build up their expectations of what you're going to do, and it's real hard to you know, there's a whole industry cliche that you have your whole life to write the songs for your first album, then you have 9 months to write the songs for your second album. But actually, I only had about 3 months to write the songs for the second album. And yeah, there was a lot of pressure. I was really... And that's one reason why I wanted to change as much as I possibly could, because so many people's second albums sound like outtakes from their first album.
Yeah.
You know? But in fact, that's where I got the title for the album. I was having all these nightmares because of the stress of having to come up with the tunes for the album. I had this one dream where that I've had it before, you know. I get on an elevator on an upper floor of a building, and the floor of the elevator drops out.
Yeah.
And then I had another dream, and that's where we got the song title for the first song on the album, by the way. And then I have another dream I was having a dream. It was just going along like a regular dream, and there's these people milling around, and somebody turned around and threw a bucket of spiders on me, and I awoke with a start, needless to say.
Oh my gosh.
And so anyway, yeah, I figured, boy, this stuff has to be affecting my music somehow. So I will,
you know,
how I got the title for the album.
They call that paranoia. They call that Trent Reznor syndrome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How the hell can you follow up an album?
Who calls it Trent Reznor syndrome?
People are like, well, where's his second album? You know, because all this pressure to, you know, to follow up such a great.
He probably just hates his label by now.
Ooh. Okay. But, you know, going back to the thing, an album full of truth is out of style. This is not to say that Welcome to My Dream is does not an album without humor.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, the next track I want to play is Adventures in Failure,
uh-huh.
which I think we're hearing the dub of right now.
Right.
But you got to hear the actual lyrics to get the full meaning of it. Where'd you come up with Adventures in Failure?
Well, a long time ago, it's a bit of a Shaggy Dog story, but I'll try to condense it. A long time ago, I decided to completely give up music forever. That was going to be it. And I just got a job as a quality control inspector in an electronics concern in North Dallas. After about a year and a half of that, I was just kind of sitting around the lunchroom one day looking around. I go, man, I don't have anything in common with anybody in this whole room. And I just kind of had to come to this decision that I was a musician, you know, for better or worse, mm-hmm. whatever was going to happen. And so I quit and went back to school. But so this song is what would have happened to me if I would have not been able to force myself to come to that realization. This is the type of person that I would be now. And I would be a successful corporate guy. And this would be how I would live my life.
You would be like running over babies and things like that?
Or? Well, the concept is that this guy is just so wrapped up in denying the fact that he hates his life, but he's totally afraid to do anything about it. Yeah, it's a bit cartoonish, and it's probably got something in there to offend everybody, but, you know, life is not pretty always.
That is true. Well, let's give it a listen. This is Adventures in Failure, MC 900 Foot Jesus. In fact, Mark, we have more product to give away. And in fact, all the stuff that we're giving away tonight is autographed. So the CD singles that Scott Vederick and Garth Hoff and Matt Boyd all got have your fresh little signature on there. And what do you say we give away 10 cassettes of the album? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First 10 callers at 751-0945. We'll give you a cassette of the new MC 900 Foot Jesus album. It's called Welcome to My Dream. It's out now on Network IRS. Here are Adventures in Failure.
Criminal. No one can do it better. No one can do it better.
The song is called Adventures in Failure. MC 900 Foot Jesus. Mark Griffin is in the studio with us for just a little bit longer. Mark, what inspires this kind of psychotic cynicism that seems to come out of your songs?
Just, I don't know. Doesn't everybody get inspired like that?
I think so,
life?
But I don't think people can actually put it down on paper or put it into song as well as you.
Yeah, it's writing a song is a bit like pulling your own teeth. You just have to be willing to go through it.
Is the writing process one that is difficult for you?
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah. No, it's actually easy. I just sort of dash them off before I have my morning coffee.
Stop.
No, really, it's a huge pain in the neck.
But you don't feel any need or responsibility to address like certain social ills or things that you bring up. It's just you're just making observations.
I just always see things on a much more personal level than that, really. I mean, obviously social issues affect everybody on an individual level, but I don't doesn't inspire me to write about them.
The next song I want to play is the
does
city.
Does that sound irresponsible?
No, not at all. sounds very cool. Very cool. The next song I want to play is The City Sleeps. Now, is this after you went and saw Backdraft or something?
No. As a matter of fact, I think this song was probably, if any movie had anything to do with it, it was the opening of...
Firestarter. No.
No, it was the opening of Wild at Heart, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was at night, and there's all these huge, oily flames mm-hmm. going up, and... I just thought that was a great shot.
Was that the movie with the close-ups of all the matches being
yes,
lit, too?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool stuff. Well, let's just...
Although the song really doesn't have anything to do with that, but it's a very visual type of song, I guess. Yeah.
Is there any particular city that you were thinking of, or just city in general?
No, yeah, the whole idea is this guy's actually just kind of going through a ritual that he's sort of compelled to do, and he doesn't... it's very anonymous. It's very faceless. You don't even find out whether he really... likes it or hates it or what he feels about it.
Okay. Well, we're going to give it a listen and let the folks decide for themselves. What do you say we give some CDs away?
Yeah.
IRS just gave me a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, because they're taking care of us.
Yeah, the stuff needs to get out. What do you say we give away 10 autographed CDs?
Okay.
Not with your autograph on it, with Scotty's autograph. No, I'm just kidding. All the stuff that we're giving
away
tonight.
He's the one that has to do all the work. Maybe he should autograph
it. All right, 751-0945 is the number. First 10 callers, we're going to give you the new CD. Not the CD single, by the way. The CD, the whole album, the whole shebang. It's called Welcome to My Dream. It's out on Network IRS. And this track is The City Sleeps. You're listening to Edge Club 94 with MC 900 for Jesus.
Do it better. No one can do it better.
94.5 KDGE The Edge. You're listening to Edge Club 94, and we're in the middle of an interview with MC 900 Foot Jesus. Yeah, Mark Griffin's in the studio with us talking about the new album. It's called Welcome to My Dream. Now, Mark, let's talk about the tour for a second. When does the tour start?
It starts on the 24th of this month in Austin, and then we play the night after that here in town.
At Allure.
That's right.
It used to be Deep Ellum Live.
Correct.
Are you going to be doing any double bill gigs this year like you did last year with like Meat Beat and Consolidated and things like that?
Well, we're not traveling with anyone, but we might, you know, a lot of times promoters want to hook you up with an opening act or whatever, so we'll be looking into that a little bit. Different, somebody different at every club we play, probably.
Okay, and what can we expect from the live show this time around? I saw the show at Trees, by the way, and I want to say it was a fantastic show.
Oh, great, man, cool.
Baby G on the wheels, it was just excellent. What can we expect, though?
It'll be like that, with also Chris on the, sax and bass clarinet, and... actually, John Bush from the New Bohemians is going to play drums with us.
Oh, you're kidding.
Drums and congas, yeah. And aside from that, we will have like a bit of our own lighting with us, so it'll be a bit moodier than that show at Trees was. We just haven't quite gotten that stuff together at that point. And that's about it.
Okay. And... we will see some sort of turntable action going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, fantastic.
Definitely turntable action.
And what does the future hold for MC 900 for Jesus? As you can tell, we're wrapping things up here. Just touring for God knows how many months and then over to Europe for a while or what?
Well, yeah, hopefully. I mean, all this stuff, let's see, what irons do we have in the fire? We have a video that we just shot that starts on 120 minutes, I believe, next week.
Oh, you're kidding.
Killer Inside.
Fantastic.
Me, yeah.
Is that going to be a week from tomorrow?
When I talked to my friend in New York at IRS, he wasn't positive. I think that's when it's supposed to start.
Okay. Who directed the video?
A guy named Brian Bothwell, who is a member of the band called Manufacture.
Exactly. Yeah. Is Manufacture still around?
Well, they have a new album out, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Well, I mean, but you said used to. I assume that maybe they're splitting up.
Maybe I was mumbling. I think, I can't remember what I was saying, but I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah. But they're still together.
Oh, yeah.
They're just
yeah.
not, they're not touring.
I asked him why he never goes out on the road, and he kind of just never, I don't know, he wouldn't say.
So are we gonna see you in the video too?
Oh yeah, my face is all over the video.
Oh.
It involves me stealing an automobile and driving around Boston picking up hitchhikers trying to impress them with what a cool guy I am.
Oh my gosh, that should be something to look forward to. I'm sure Dave Kendall will have a field day with it.
Hey, we met Dave Kendall right out in front of the Empire State Building. I was going in to do an interview on CBC, as a matter of fact, and Dave was walking right down the street, and we accosted him, and I won't go into it.
No, come on. We want to hear the story. We want to hear a diss on Dave Kendall.
No, there was no diss. We just kind of bugged him a little bit.
And, did you? He's actually pretty low key. I mean, I ran into him the last 2 years I've been at the seminar. He comes to these gigs. He just stands in the corner, minds his own business.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. I guess to really
see,
to be
I
put
don't
in
have,
front
I
of
don't
a,
have cable, so I really don't know his okay. public persona.
Yeah. Well, I guess to be put in front of a camera week after week and try and be, you know, truly entertaining is a task. Okay, so then after the tour and the video is done, can we say what the next single is going to be? Do we know yet?
The song that we just heard called "The City Sleeps."
Oh, fantastic!
Is be the next single, yeah. And we're looking into. I usually like to remix my own songs, but kind of actually on this one, I think we're looking into some different ideas for possibilities of people to do a mix on it. Also,
ooh, like Paul Oakenfold. No,
yeah, not him.
Steve Silkerly.
Well, actually, Massive Attack. Originally, Smith & Mighty was who I was really wanting to get, but I don't know for sure if we'd be able to get them or not.
Fantastic. That would be great.
Yeah.
Exciting.
If anybody
stuff.
Knows Massive Attack's phone number, we've been trying to get a hold of him for about
call.
3 months.
Oh,
no,
God.
But actually, I think we have approached him about it. It's totally up in the air at this point, though.
They would probably be pretty. I bet 808 State would be happy to work with you. You ran
maybe.
Into them at the show.
Yeah. I was introduced to Graham, but I didn't really get to talk to him.
Genuinely interested in you, too, because I went over. I go, Graham, have you ever heard of MC9? He goes, oh, yeah. Truth is out of style.
Oh, yeah.
Because where's he at? He's from Dallas. No, so... I wonder if we're going to see more press in Melody Maker and sounds like we did last time around. Have you seen anything yet? Like, are you a pick of the week yet or anything like that?
The latest issues of all that stuff that I've seen were September 28th, which were, I don't think we had anything out at that point over there.
Okay.
I'm looking now for the issues after that to see if there's anything in there. Usually what happens is we get good reviews on our records and then they really slam our live show, man.
Well, what do they expect from you? You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, well, last year I liked the whole idea with the glasses and throwing money to the audience.
I mean, at that point we were actually getting a little bit better reception. I think, see, what happened was we went and did a live show before we had ever even... We got our record deal when we had done one live show at the Start Club, and then we immediately flew over to England and got on stage and did a show. You know, it was like our second live show we had ever done, and it was on stage in London.
Oh, my gosh.
And needless to say, it was a bit on the loose side.
Well, you know, once you've made any sort of imprint in the British trade, you're immediately a has-been. It's when nobody knows about you that you're cool. You know, once you've sort of established yourself, they've had enough with you.
Yeah, you can say it is a little trend oriented.
Oh well.
Hey, but no, I'm not worried about it. I think this album will do better than the last one did.
I have to agree with you too. I think it's an excellent effort. Once again, the name of the album is called Welcome to My Dream. It's out now on Network IRS CD only, by the way, which I have
CD
to,
and cassette.
Well, and cassette, yeah. Well, I'm thinking in vinyl terms.
Yeah, everybody's dumping vinyl, man.
Yeah. Well, at least the single, The Killer Inside Me,
they're
servicing that on vinyl. And I assume that all the singles that come off the album will see vinyl.
Right.
But I won't be able to play any of those album tracks or scratch on them or cut in.
Man,
unless I get that Denon CD thing, that bastardization of the 1200.
Yeah, it's just a strange reality that DJs particularly are having to deal with. These days, everything is not coming out on vinyl anymore.
Yeah, which is, I mean, okay. You know, I mean, if you're not going to accept the technology, then you're not facing reality. But
that's easier for you to say. You work in a radio station.
Okay. All right. Jeez, give me a break.
You do work in a nightclub too, so you face that situation.
Yeah, it's just tough. I mean, I do work in a radio station, but I don't think people realize that this is all my equipment. And
yeah,
if I would go
yeah.
CD, I'd probably have to buy it myself. So
yeah.
I have to wait a couple years till it comes down into my price range. Well, let's go out with Hearing Voices in One's Head.
Okay.
And once again, I want to remind folks that they can see you October 25th at Allure. Is it just going to be an evening with, or do you have an opening act or anything like that?
I think it's just us. I haven't heard of an opener yet.
Okay. Fantastic. And go out and buy the album, everybody. And those of you that have won stuff tonight, number one, it's autographed. Number two, you can pick up your stuff Monday, beginning Monday at The Edge. What can you tell us about Hearing Voices in One's Head?
It's like if you had this problem where you heard voices that were talking to you all the time and they were telling you to do things, and this song is like one of those voices is talking to you and it's telling you all about how you hear voices in your head.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's hear it then.
It's a nice little, you know, ditty.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming up, man.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. And you're off to some local establishment now to partake in libations or something of that. And maybe come up with some more lyrics for the next album.
Yeah.
You never can tell. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
That's exactly. Well, that's what you told me you were going to do. We've got two more CDs to give away. So get on the phone. 751-0945. First two callers will give you a copy of the new MC 900 Foot Jesus CD, Welcome to My Dream. This is Hearing Voices in One's Head on Edge Club 94. Mm-hmm. 94.5 KDGE, The Edge. It's Edge Club 94. That is MC 900 Foot Jesus. The song is called Hearing Voices in One's Head. You can get the new CD. It's called Welcome to My Dream. It's out now on Network IRS. Well, Edge Club rolls on next with Scotty's Pick of the Week from Lords of Acid. And we're just about 20 minutes away from the midnight mix. Tonight, Pepe Fleming from Zero.
Edge 94.
Well, it's that time of the night when we turn to Scotty and we find out what Scotty's pick of the week is. Scotty, are the Lords of Acid really back?
They are really back. And any of you that graduated from New Beat Generation, remember I Sit on Acid, the anthemic little heartbeat song.
You mean that Darling Come Here, Me Up the Ear?
Classic intro, yeah.
Okay.
And then Hey Ho came out, which made my top 10 worst record of the year list. I believe you feel the same.
Yeah, I must admit it.
So I thought they were gone away, but they came back, and they've got a good, I mean, actually very good Belgiumese effort. And what you're going to hear is the A-side called Take Control. Now, I feel really strongly about the B-side, Let's Get High, which will turn up later on in the show. This is a song you'll be hearing out in the clubs. The release date was yesterday, so it should be available sometime within the next week. And it's just a really good effort by them.
It's a slamming track, and it is out domestically on Caroline Records,
yes,
which is good to know. You can get it for a domestic price. So here you go. Lords of Acid, Take Control. Scotty's Pick of the Week for this week on Edge Club 94. 94.5 KDGE The Edge. It's Edge Club 94. Jeff K in the house along with Scotty. What you're hearing right now is Black Orchid. The song is called Hands Up. It's new on Strictly Rhythm. In fact, we did two from Strictly Rhythm. Before that was the new Urban Rhythm. Feel it, baby, all night. And then, of course, Scotty, you and I, we had to do our weekly little fun there with Turntable Terror's Break.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi mix.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi mix. And then your pick of the week, The Lords of Acid, Take Control. We will be hearing the B-side after...
Let's Get High.
The B-side after the Midnight Mix. Yeah, it is that time, but before we get into that, let me tell you about this. You can join the Edge in Valerie Knight right now at Fish Dance, 3606 Greenville. It's the official Edge Texas OU after party. Valerie will have some Jesus Jones concert tickets to give away, plus a great leather jacket from Where About the Factory. That's right now at Fish Dance on Lower Greenville, where Greenville gets cool. Pepe Fleming's in the house. He's the DJ at Zero, and he's doing the Midnight Mix next.
This Sunday at 6...
KDGE The Edge. Edge Club 94 still rolling on a, well, just a fun-filled techno kind of Saturday night. What you're hearing right now is brand new Joey Beltram. Actually, it's a band out of Brooklyn called Program 2 featuring Joey Beltram. The song is called The Omen, and yes, it does have Led Zeppelin samples in it. Yeah, that's what you're hearing, Led Zeppelin samples. I bet you never thought you'd hear Led Zeppelin on The Edge, Scotty, but you were wrong.
I've pondered it often and
you
wondered
have.
When.
And before that, Techno Fix on Strictly Rhythm. Strictly Rhythm, the New York underground label, is putting out
wacky stuff.
Techno schizo tracks. The song is called The Edge.
How convenient.
Well, you know, as they did it for me. And then Aircut before that with Visual Attack. Aircut being the guys from Humanoid, and of course Human Resource with Dominator. And new underground resistance before that with X101. It's called G-Force. And that's about as far back as I'm going to go. If you need a playlist of everything that was played tonight, if you're one of those people that likes to, search out these kind of records in your record store, well, wouldn't it be handy if you had a playlist? And you can get one simply by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to Edge Club 94, care of Jeff K., 1320 Greenway Drive, Suite 700, Irving, Texas, 75038. We're still taking your votes for your favorite DJ, your favorite midnight mixer. All you got to do is call us at 751-0945. Tell us who you thought in the past year, well, since March at least, has been your favorite, and we'll write down the votes. We're going to be taking votes for about the next 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, and then in the month of December, we're going to do the top four as voted by you, the listener. And, oh my gosh, Scotty, look out.
Oh, I've been hit by a flower-covered bus.
There it is. The erasure bus has taken off for Austin. If you are 18 or over, get on the phone right now at 751-0945. If you are my ninth caller, you and a guest will be on the Edge bus to Austin, destination the Chorus Club, to attend Erasure's dance party. Now, Annie Bell and Vince Clark are going to be spinning records, and that happens, the 19th of October?
Yes.
A Saturday night. A night that, well, we just have to be here. But that's okay. You can go if you're my ninth caller at 751-0945. Next, the new one from Fortran 5. It's called Heart on the Line, remixed by Moby. Well, Voodoo Child, at least.
Well, Brainstorm.
Or
Barracuda.
Barracuda. Thank you very much. Get on the phone.
Go beyond the limits of...
94.5 KDGE The Edge. Edge Club 94 winding down with a band called Palace on Lower East Side Records out of Amsterdam, Holland. The song is called Flowerdale Beach, and you should be able to find it in your import bins. DJ Carl Cox before that with I Want You Forever. And the Paperclip People with Paperclip Man. And that's actually, what, Carl Craig, I think, on Retroactive. And F-16, which is a track we heard before that, on Media. Well, I want to thank Bill's Records and Tapes for sponsoring Edge Club. Bill, we can't do it without you. Bill is located on Spring Valley just east of Scotty, stop it. Be nice. Bill's is located on Spring Valley just east of Coit. And honestly, everything, just about everything you've heard on tonight's show, you can find at Bill's. In fact, you can find Edge Club t-shirts, long sleeve and short sleeve, while they last.
They're cheap.
At Bill's. They are cheap.
Inexpensive.
As far as the money. But as far as the quality, they're double extra large. 100% cotton.
For the extra large man.
And don't you forget it. For the well-fed man. Like myself. That's right. Next week on the Midnight Mix is DJ Kevin Keepers of Fish Dance. And when you write in for your playlist, be sure to vote for your favorite Midnight Mixer. And we're going to be taking votes for the next month and a half, and we'll have the best of 91 in December. Stay tuned. After 2 o'clock, Kevin B. comes in, takes you into the Edge Sunday morning with more chances for you to go down to Austin, ride along on the Erasure bus to Austin for the Chorus Club. So until next week, this is Jeff K. saying see ya, and Scotty.
And telling you, if you give people a vehicle to make dumb comments, stupid people will. Or remember that by SPW.
You'll be. the cutting edge of rock. 94.5. The Edge.
Like the world knows.